Charges dropped against 20-year-old for fatally stabbing unhinged NYC subway rider. By Elaine Mallon on July 1, 2023. Charges have been dropped against a New York City subway rider who stabbed and killed an unhinged strap hanger after he allegedly punched his girlfriend in the face. Last month, Jordan Williams, 20, and his girlfriend were riding on the subway when a shirtless DeVictor Wade Raugo, 36, began harassing the passengers aboard the Brooklyn J train, the New York Post reported. The grand jury dismissed Williams' charges of criminal possession of a weapon with intent to use and felony manslaughter after watching a 1 minute and 27 second clip showing the events leading up to DeVictor Wade Raugo's fatal stabbing. The footage first shows a shirtless Adriogo, 36, leaning into the face of a seated woman. He touches her wrists, and she tells him to stop it. He then begins to gyrate his hips toward her. "You understand what I'm saying to you," Adriogo says. He is joined by another man who mumbles something to him, and Adriogo then picks a button-up shirt off a seat. About 20 seconds in, the footage cuts to Adriogo in a struggle with Williams and his friend fighting with Williams' girlfriend. "Don't f-king touch her, you piece of st," a woman screams off-camera. Adriogo has Williams pinned against the window. "Get your f-king hands off of him," the same woman shouts. Then, the footage blurs Wade Raugo's abdomen, as he is seen walking backward with blood staining his shirt. Train passengers reported that Wade Raugo said he was going to erase someone and had asked Williams' girlfriend, "Want to FK?" Before the stabbing, the New York Post reported. After the stabbing, Wade Raugo's accomplice told Williams that he was going to go to jail. "No, you're going to go to jail," Williams' girlfriend said. Wade Raugo exited the train at Marcy Avenue and collapsed on the platform. Police responding to a 911 call found him at 8 p.m. He died at Brooklyn Methodist Hospital. If convicted, Williams faced 25 years in prison. He had no prior criminal history, and he was let go from FedEx because of the incident. The Brooklyn District Attorney's Office said the use of deadly force is justified in instances of self-defense, ABC News reported.